That is technically catfishing Lockie, and I don't think you should be proud of it.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
The post show show, where the mics stay on and the wheels fall off. Welcome to Lachlan from the newsroom here at Triple M. You can get in touch anytime on the socials.
And I'm here too.
And Pinky, Well, you're always here. It's a given.
Take me for granted, whatever.
We're doing today's a little bit later than usual.
Yeah, it's way 11, past 11, 9 o'clock.
As soon as this is done, I can go home.
No, you can't. You got to be here till midday, as per your rostering, buddy.
Oh, wow.
It's an argument we have that, again, those opposite walk in an hour and a half after I do and leave probably 2 hours before I do normally.
Mm.
I'm trying to
do different
keep
jobs.
Him to a roster.
Well, all you got to do is read the news.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to.
Everyone else does. Someone from Brisbane sends you the stories. You just have to put the voice on, right?
Not from Brisbane at the moment.
Oh, don't worry. That's just like our show. Apparently, anyway. It's all scripted. Someone actually scripts that, and you're like, really? It's
that's
a nightmare.
A sick mind that's coming up with that
stuff. Someone actually scripted this rubbish.
How good's a office birthday? Huh? I don't even know what I'm eating, but it's delicious.
It's like a little cake wrapped up individually. So really great for the environment as well.
Yep.
Little sponge cakes covered in chocolate, and there's that got caramel in the middle of it.
As I'm hazelnut.
I think people buy them and they chuck them in their lunchboxes and stuff like that.
Choking it down.
And at our office, we actually buy a cheapo Woolworths cake and then a few of those apparently to go with it. Accessories. Mm.
But you cannot beat a Woolies mud cake, can you? The chocolate mud cake.
They're still very famous, aren't they?
Warm it up in the microwave a bit. A couple of scoops of Buller cookies and cream. Mix it around a little bit and you've got the best dessert mankind's ever tasted.
Well, you guys are too young to recall when they came out. I remember when they became a thing.
Oh, the mud cakes.
Yeah. And now they're a thing. Mm. They've just been around ever since.
Really?
And they're still just famously popular. But I remember when they first came out, like, wow, because Woolies weren't making fresh cakes to be mass made. You would have to go order cakes from the bakery to get freshly made.
Was it known as Safeway back
Woolies
then
just
as well?
Had Safeway has never been a thing in Queensland.
Really?
It's just a Victoria ACT thing, yeah.
It's a hard
I don't know
habit
why.
To break.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, what, going from Woolies to Safeway?
Yeah.
The cakes used to just be the Sara Lee that we talked about, frozen stuff. And then Woolies started have a bakery section.
We actually don't do cakes in our family. We do custard tarts. Oh. So you make two custard tarts, and it generally ends in brawling and arguing and fighting over who gets how much. And
really?
Yep, but custard tarts are the thing in our family.
And you order them from the bakery?
None, like buy the shells and make the custard.
Oh, you guys make them? Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Mum used to have a great custard tart recipe. That's it. That was all I had.
What about those ones? Oh, fruit flan. That's what Dad was obsessed with back in the 90s.
Fruit flan.
Because I think they were kind of newer for us then. So
is that
it's
just
the
fruit on top?
It's like the custard tart shell with a chocolate layer on the bottom and then the custard and then the fruit on top. They are delicious.
This isn't the right conversation to be having.
Ackland
so close
Street.
To lunchtime.
They're all in the shops down there. You've
oh, really?
Seen fruit flans
in
yeah?
St Kilda. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're bloody delicious, mate.
I know what you're talking
they
about.
They are awesome.
Oh, I love a fruit flan.
There you go. Now he knows.
In the interest of discussing the stories that this newsman might not cover usually because he's in CQ, although sometimes you cover other regions as you've exhaustingly told us for the last few mornings.
Shout out to the people of Wide Bay today.
Shout out.
Telling us a nauseam. But the Tasmanian Devils has been unveiled as a new AFL team. Mm. And you had some choice words about how they came upon the name.
Oh, no.
Well, it's so original.
No, but it was a trademark thing with Warner Brothers in the end
that
kind of held them
really?
Back. But I think like the logo shouldn't be front on Richmond style, you know, Tassie Tiger leaping out to
kind
of thing.
Yeah, it's a weird jersey.
But like.
And not a very bright colour choice.
But a lot of politics around it all. But I think they've had more than 100,000 people sign up.
That's what I was going to say.
So like, there's your proof.
Founding member, over 100,000, which would make them, if everyone signed up and became a member, that would probably give them the most memberships in the country.
But I think
that was always going to happen. Regardless of the team name and colours and all that. There's a lot of people there that want their own team.
How many people are in Tasmania?
I don't know, but I started with SCA, I was in the television decision.
Okay, what he means is Triple M, yeah.
Triple M, well, kind of. Yeah. Was working in our TV team and my bosses were based in Tassie, so I've got a lot of friends down in Tassie now. They've got a state election this weekend. Yeah. That stadium's going to play a big part. There's so much politics around this stadium and will we still get the team if the stadium doesn't go ahead and who's going to pay for the stadium? Because Tassie's housing market is really bad. So people, again, as we are with the Olympics, going, well, hang on, is this really where we should be putting our effort? So there's still a lot of politics.
They've got stadiums down there.
What's the population?
You're not going to believe this. 585,000. Mm. So one in five people have signed up to become a founding member.
Yep.
Jeez.
That's insane. I don't think you could, I don't reckon one in five people are a member of any club in Melbourne. No matter who.
Surely 100,000 would put them above some of the more established
ones.
That'd be
higher than Collingwood,
but we're also
Tigers.
Assuming they're all Tasmanians. I'm sure there's plenty of people just around the nation who've just signed up.
Oh, true. Why would you do that?
Because they're nuts fans.
I actually forget Tasmania is a part of this country. Like, until they started talking about this AFL team,
Have you visited?
No.
You need to visit.
I know it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Like day to day, it crosses my mind that, oh, I live in this in Australia. New South Wales is a part of it. WA is a part of it. Beautiful beaches. South Australia is a part of it. All of that crosses my mind daily.
I was just going to say, have you been to WA?
Yeah, but then you slice off WA and Tassie. Cut them off. Don't care. Yeah,
we'd be better for it.
Well, that's how they feel about
WA doesn't support the economy at all.
That's how WA feels about Southeast Australia, like this Eastern side anyway. They just
Work out how to get a message across to us, they can complain about it. What I wanted to bring up though was that the AFL CEO came out and said that it took so long to get the trademark in the deal with Warner Brothers because Warner Brothers did not know a Tassie Devil was a real animal.
Oh, yeah, because they're Americans.
How do you have a whole character and like trademark around something and not know what it is?
They don't care about the rest of the world.
It does sound made up though, doesn't it? There's this weird kind of animal that eats meat but has a pouch.
It doesn't sound weird to us when you're brought up learning about Australian native animals. But then when you see a cartoon, like you can obviously see that they've made it into a ridiculous character.
They are... Ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah, they're really ugly.
But cute at the same time.
Nah.
And they get, is it lesions or have you looked up the ones with the face?
Yeah.
They have a problem there.
That's right. That's why they were going
like
extinct.
Like facial herpes or something.
Yeah, I wasn't going to
say the word, but
what's the word?
I think it's some kind of from that family of things.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then you got the koalas sharing chlamydia.
Oh, my God.
Our wildlife have a very active sex life with a lot of diseases. they need to go get checked out more often.
Tell me about it.
Bit of safe sex. Thank you very much, wildlife.
Wrap a little condom around a koala.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good campaign
idea,
actually.
Please go to your pharmacy and sort it out.
Yeah. Unbelievable. What was I going to say, though? It's like...
Yeah, they're American.
Think of a shitter animal.
Yeah.
More ugly, not endearing. Like every other animal in the AFL is at least you look at it and you go, that's, nice to look at.
Is that how you think about it? That they're nice to look at? Tassie Devil's just an iconic
Eagle.
Animal, right?
Dockers. I know it's not an animal. Oh, yeah, but.
It's not so much that they look cute.
You know, the big thing was the running gag was they wanted to call them the Turbo Chooks. The Tassie Turbo Chooks. I'm trying to find the logo.
Tassie Ibis.
So it's named chicken. After some kind of bird that they've got down there. But it was like this whole thing is let's call them the Turbo Chooks.
Oh, no. I'm glad that's it. I prefer, Tassie Devils, all good.
It was tongue in cheek.
But they do say Americans, though. They think that Australia, Queensland is like...
That's a better logo than what they've got.
That is a very good logo.
Look at that, Pinky.
That is a really cool logo. Pity about the name.
But the jersey looks like a...
What did you say, Lockie?
I think the colours are flat.
It looks like a local footy jersey.
Yeah, it's not a good jersey.
I did see something today. It was like, how great it's taken them 150 years and they've come up with a jersey with a map of Tasmania and an REL T and the bloke who was having his photo taken was wearing Collingwood shorts.
Which map of Tassie did they use?
Yeah, look, that's the other thing, isn't it?
There's too many jokes coming out of Tasmania.
Because it looks like, yeah. What was I going to say? There's a team, I think it's in the Northern Territory, St. Mary's, who have like those colours. And it, like, you watch, anytime I look at that jersey, I just think of like grainy footage from watching a local St. Mary's game. Not yeah. that I watch many of them, but like, this doesn't, this shouldn't be in the AFL. There's got to be some more prominent colours they could have gone. Anyway, whatever.
Maybe they might update it now that everyone's commented and said. Mm.
Yeah, well, remember the old Frio purple, green, white and red
days? I like that. the actual anchor. I like that. That unpopular opinion, but I was a big fan of that Frio jersey because that's what I grew up looking at.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Once you're growing up looking at it, you don't question it.
Yeah.
You just are a kid and you just, that's just what it is.
Mm.
Adults are all critical and pull everything apart.
Anyway, good luck to the Tassie Devils. We'll
oh,
have
it's great
a...
that there's another team. That's great. It is good.
19, though, I don't like
yeah,
an odd number.
We're spreading them out across the country.
Yeah.
I think that's what I love about it.
If we had to have a 20th, where would we put it?
Isn't NT?
Oh, yeah.
We're needing one for NT.
Yeah, true. What's the population up there?
I think Darwin's like Rocky sized, isn't it? Like somewhere 80 to 100 and something.
But it's representation of, yeah,
oh,
a section of our
and they like their footy.
Yeah, exactly. They love the footy. So I think we need an NT team next.
Team population.
I think that'd be about it then, isn't it? That's kind of covered then.
250?
Yeah, every territory and state's covered then.
256,000.
Pardon?
Canberra?
Nah, politicians.
Yeah, they don't need one.
Yeah, put them in the bin.
All right, well, we will get
they
in.
Give me the bin chicken team.
Speaking of bins and politicians, my mate's dad put Bill Shorten in a bin in high school.
Oh, good job.
Is that something you should be boasting about?
No, I'm just saying, no, like, look, that's a guy who's running for PM. He's clearly got a chip on his shoulder. Wait, he's not running for PM.
Okay, hasn't for quite a while.
Anyway, let's get into some of the best bits of the show. When we come back, we'll have some pressure test answers for you. Don't go anywhere.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
We've got to talk about the 2032 games in Brizzo, Brizzy, Briz Vegas, Brisbane. The Premier has come through yesterday and said, this is just reading a Facebook post, by the way, I have ruled out spending $3.4 billion on a new mega stadium at Victoria Park to prioritise cost of living relief.
Is the Queensland government looking at cancelling the 2032 Brisbane Olympics? The cost of redoing the Gabba or rebuilding the Gabba or building a standalone stadium is exorbitant. If they do cancel, my understanding, it's a $500 million fine.
$500 million is not just, you know, a little bit of cash. And do you think potentially Queensland is getting some confidence from the fact that Daniel Andrews did the same thing for Victoria and say, Com Games, too expensive, let's just scrap it. But I feel like that set a precedence because previously, if you've already put the effort into bidding and securing games, there's so much pride in just getting that that you would never dream of pulling the plug.
So that's a chat that happened earlier this morning with Luke Bonar and a Triple M newsreader.
Yeah, James Lake.
Monday's washing day is out. Right?
I can't hear that. Don't
heard that
don't.
Too many times, but anyway, love Luke, and yeah, interesting conversation about even possibly entirely backing out of hosting.
So, what would you rather, a stadium for the 2032 Olympics and the Paralympic Games, or cost of living relief for all Queenslanders? We're asking on Facebook this morning, and 133353. You can weigh in with your opinion, Pinky. Where do you stand?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I feel like the government has actually come in now and acted like a household budget where you go, well, we can't just have everything we want, kids. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to go with what's necessary and prioritise. We don't just have tons and tons and billions of money to just do whatever we want and make our dreams happen. There's a limit.
Even what, 3.4 billion,
did
you say?
It's embarrassing in a way. I feel like it's embarrassing because when we put the bid in to host it, people were 50-50 about it because of the cost, because there's a huge cost to it saying, oh, this isn't actually important, blah, blah, blah. And now we're even backing out on updating things to do that. So I feel like it's a bit like we're home branding out a bit, aren't we?
How much money is it forecast to make us, though? Because that would be like...
I haven't Googled
it's
that.
It's like the Women's World Cup brought a lot to the... Like, and not only did it probably bring a lot of money to the country, but also just the feeling of going, we're supporting, all these people from around the world.
It's a lot
here.
Of messages that we send, right? It's not just about money.
I got to say, I'm the first person to kind of clip the Olympics over the years and go, this is a bit bogus these days. No one really cares about it. But then once the festival starts, I feel like we'd be sad. It's like saying no to a party. And then once it's Saturday night, you go, damn it, I wish I did go.
Well, it goes down in the history books, right? It's actually enormous.
Yeah.
So it's on a huge timeline for the world. And when we do update infrastructure, which Brisbane is in need of, as many would say as well, we get to utilise it for all sorts of things down the track. But, you know, at the moment, most of us are just like, let's just get Brown Park upgraded. Hurry up.
Well, what's on your mind, CQ? Because we're taking your calls on 133353. Good morning, Shane from Billawheela. How are you today?
Mate, I'm good. I'm good.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts? Quick and easy, mate. Do both.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just... Does it really cost $3.5 billion to build a stadium, really?
That's true.
That's the price they've got, though.
Give me one and a half, I'll build you one.
I was going to say, Shano's probably all sorted to give you a good quote there.
Ideally, what kind of cost of living relief would you like?
Mm.
Relief on the power bill, what would it be?
Yeah, energy, mate. Energy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm seeing a lot of people saying that their power bills have doubled since the last quarter.
You can control your groceries, you can control your other things, but you can't control your power.
That's a great point. Shane from Billawheela, appreciate your call this morning. Clint from Rocky View, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Which way would you want to go?
Mate, like, I seem to think that the price is probably a little excessive for the stadium, but the cost of living would be probably good, and I'd have to agree with the energy.
Yeah.
Like, even out here with at Rocky View with Livingston, mate, even our water bills have doubled.
Wow!
Oh, really?
What's his name? It's ridiculous. My water bill used to be $120 a quarter.
Yeah.
Now it's $460.
Oh wow, that's huge! And your rates are always exciting, aren't they?
Yeah. You know,
they're right up there.
And look, and we live on acreage, and we've got our own septic system, so you know all we really get from the council is water.
Wow.
So you know, like that's on the flip side of it, and the two main things you need is water and power. You know what I mean? Like to survive.
Yeah, absolutely. So you also feel like we could have both if we also pulled down the cost of the stadium.
Yeah, and look, and to be honest, all the money that they blow on other things, what about putting money back into like the roads that we drive? Look, the Bruce Highway's atrocious.
Always atrocious.
Yeah, potholes galore.
Consistent. Always delivering us a crap drive somewhere, north or south.
There should be, though. I agree with both Clint and Shane. There should be a happy medium.
Have to be all or nothing. Yeah, and it's a bit like putting Queenslanders in a position of saying, like, well, do you want help with cost of living? Because people are struggling. Well, we have to give up the stadium.
Yeah. It's
a bit condescending, isn't
it? If you want dessert.
Exactly. Eat your broccoli.
Well, we'll finish up this morning with Craig Marshall's call through. He's a Labor candidate for Rockhampton. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're doing okay. You've heard the other callers. What do you have to say on the subject?
Oh, look, I have to say Shane had a good point of view there, and I think that's pretty well what the Premier's doing. I mean, he's announced that we're going to do an upgrade on Suncorp Stadium, and we're going to upgrade the previous Commonwealth Games facility there for the athletic events. So instead of spending $3.2 billion on a stadium, I think it's less than half that to do those two projects. So,
okay.
I mean, I think it's just sensible to not build a $3.2 billion stadium and save some of that cash for cost of living relief, like we've seen on our power bills recently.
I have seen some commentary online, even on the Premier's page as well, saying they feel like it's a bit embarrassing, though, that we're just doing those upgrades rather than getting, you know, a complete upgrade, brand new location, and planning for the future. You know, I guess that's the thing. When cities get the Olympic Games, it's an opportunity to improve infrastructure, isn't it, for the future? So what do you say about that?
Well, I'd rather see that money spent in regional areas, like the Brown Park upgrade that we spoke about, that was spoken about earlier.
Yeah.
Those sorts of facilities are probably more important than putting stuff in big cities. And I've always advocated for the regions, and I think that's what we need to see more of. I'd like to see some of those teams come over here and train in our regional cities.
No one's going to disagree with you there. We need far more infrastructure right here in CQ. That is constantly being brought up,
I think,
particularly for sport, because of the whole fact that we produce so many amazing athletes here.
How hard, Craig, is it, though? So, like, if they did go with that option that upgrades a two stadium, costs half as much as a brand new one, how hard is it to be able to secure funding for an upgrade in Rockhampton, which is far
away do we actually get that money?
Where that decision's being made?
Well, we've got, like we said earlier, we've got the Brown Park facility going. We've just had announced $5 billion towards the new sporting complex out at the uni. I mean, we are getting those things in regional areas, and we have been for several years now. And we just need that to continue, and that's something that I'll be fighting for the region.
Yeah. All right, beautiful.
Right, beautiful. Craig Marshall, Labor candidate for Rockhampton.
We've got that on the tape now,
yeah,
Craig.
Exactly. Bang. Don't renege. We'll finish up with Valerie, and only, and she's going to get a run here because you might remember her as our Mango Passion creator.
Oh,
good morning, Valerie.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you say about this?
I don't have a real opinion on the stadium build, but my question is, with the accommodation that all the athletes have to use, is that going to be specially built? And if so, is that then going to be given to anybody who needs it after the game, either free or at very, very low cost?
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because what do they do with it? Do they...
They obviously
wouldn't demolish it.
No.
It's got to be at a certain standard.
I like that take, Valerie. It's an angle I hadn't thought of.
A build for the people.
Because there is so many homeless people out there.
Yeah, they could use the housing.
Yeah, we know that's a major issue. We're not up to date with that. Housing's a huge problem.
I think what's a bigger concern, actually, though, is what are we going to do with all the people when they come here for Beef Week? Because there's just as many people coming to CQ. Thank you for your calls this morning, Central Queensland. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Oh, I'm going to do it, am I?
Well,
I'm going to tell a story.
Well, you could.
You're the one questioning the validity of this whole thing.
Who got hit up by allegedly a broadcasting superstar.
Yes.
So please explain.
And a puppeteer superstar, actually. Jamie Dunn, creator, performer, aggro. Back in the day.
It's the intern's fault for pressing it early again.
Look what I've got, aggro. Look at this.
What's it called?
Well, he doesn't have a name. Good Luck Troll. It's called a Good Luck Troll.
All right, yes.
Have a look at him.
Yep.
See? There he is. I'll just turn him around. Look at him.
Geez, I reckon my hair would go like that if I had a pencil up my arse as well.
Talking about a little troll doll. Remember those?
Yes. I actually had a collection of those, by the way. But anyway. Yeah, so we got an email here. Well, I got an email after a phone call came through to reception to say that Jamie Dunn had called because he'd heard that I'd used a question in the pressure test on Monday about aggro. What's the name of the guy behind the puppet called aggro?
Well, that's time though, Pinkster.
Do you have an answer though?
No, I don't know.
Jamie Dunn is the man behind aggro. Yeah.
So for that, apparently Jamie Dunn, the real Jamie Dunn, called in and wants to leave you something in
his will for mentioning him and aggro on the show, and also left his phone number. And then yesterday you're like, oh, Pinky, this is just some creep from Parkhurst pretending to be Jamie Dunn to talk to you.
Yeah, well,
I'm like, no, this will be the real deal. I know Jamie Dunn. We go way back.
With all due respect to our little station, why would Jamie Dunn be listening to Triple MCQ?
He had somebody, like an intern, tell him that they heard him mentioned on the show.
That is the story I'd be using.
There's lots of ears around, Anthony.
I don't know. Have you? Can you?
I've got the number. So anyway, this is the point. We're going live because this is so fun. Let's just test it out live to call this character and see if it's the real deal.
All right, here we go. I've got it. Bit of sound effects.
You have put doubt in my mind. I will say that. I do feel worried.
It's going to be a loony.
We get up every morning just as the sun is dawning and put our show together for you. Car to connection. Agro speaking.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Agro. How are you?
I am very, very well.
You big spunk.
I know. I'm not on television anymore. I'm in the Dead Puppet Society.
Oh, are you all washed up, are you?
Yeah, kind of. I'm not selling show bags anymore.
Oh, I've been telling Anthony how we used to have Agro show bags at the Ecker.
That's right. I was so bad. I just used to sell the bag to the kids with nothing in it.
Oh, no. Agro, you haven't spiraled as much as Vince Colosimo, have you?
Oh, no. Now that's a spiral.
Well, so let's...
Is this how Jamie Dunn answers the phone?
No, this is Jamie Dunn, isn't it, from Agro's Cartoon Connection.
Yeah. Hey, Pinky, how are you?
I'm really good, but Anthony was making me start doubting your contact yesterday to make me think maybe it was dirty old Jamie Dunn from Parkhurst.
Yesterday I got a call from... Oh, no, the day before I got a call from my mate Dan in Rockhampton, who works for the bus company up there, and he said, oh, you've made it, mate. Triple M used you in their quiz. And I said, oh, they've used me in the quiz? And he said, yeah, Pinky and Anthony. And the good story is... I'd just send you a message saying, oh, thanks for remembering and, I'll remember you in my will and all that sort of stuff, just for the quiz question. And my wife, Marie, always looks over my shoulder as to who I'm texting.
Yeah.
And you may remember yesterday the day before? I wrote to you, I started with my message, hey, Pink, and she thought, I was actually texting Pink.
No.
True.
Missing the why. Yeah.
Well, Pinky is going to see Pink on Friday. So
I am. I'm going up to Townsville.
Some sort of synchronicity there.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm coming to Rocky on the 24th of all. I'm coming. Agro's coming to Rocky on the 24th of May at the Pillbeam.
Nice.
And yeah. It's an adult show. We had... 800 people in Mackay and only 29 people complained.
Well, that's not bad.
Really?
That's a pretty good rate.
That's a good, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, we're more filthy than the people of Mackay, that's for sure.
Sorry, I don't really have too many questions planned because I thought for all money we were going to be speaking to a crazy.
I know.
With all due respect, Jamie, it feels a bit
you
like it's still anyway.
You are a crazy dude.
But what are you planning on leaving Pinky in your will?
Well, I could leave you Agro.
Oh!
Can you do Agro, Pink?
Go on.
Oh, g'day, it's Agro, Anne-Marie.
He's yours.
Oh, hello. I loved Agro. Hey, I need to say, here's a little fun memory, trip down memory lane with me. Back in 1994, I was born and bred Brisbane girl, and I was doing work experience for grade 10. And I actually got to do a week up at Channel 7 in Mount Coota. Yeah. And I had to go and stay with my grandma over in Chermside so she could actually get me up there every day, because it was actually a big logistical issue, as you know, because it's not really... easy to get to.
It's isolated up there on the mountain.
Yeah. I wasn't going to use my push bike. But anyway, I actually ended up doing sending autographed cards of yourself and Anne-Marie to all the kids, because you had bags and bags and bags of fan mail in this one dingy little office. So that was one of the jobs I had to do.
We used to get about 700 letters a week. It was just amazing.
It was huge.
And, I wouldn't have anyone... You know how a lot of people have other people sign them and send them out. Agro always used to misspell the word friend. Yeah, so if you got a legit Agro autograph, it goes from your friend, and he always would get it wrong.
That's
sometimes
cute.
Put the E backwards too.
Oh, I love that. So yeah, that was one of my jobs. So no, I didn't actually get to meet you,
Jamie Dunn. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Anthony, I will never forget you. Pink, you're my closest friend.
Aww, friends.
6.5 minutes away from getting you to call for the pressure test here on Triple M. You could win yourself $1,000. Your local brand.
Breakfast Show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
It's no one's business, and I certainly don't think you should be reporting on it in CQ whether or not Kay Middleton's had a Brazilian butt lift, Lockie.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Gutter journalism, mate.
Oh, I do think that.
You
that
think
was a body
has.
Double. I thought it was a body double the other day.
Really?
I have to go with it. I'm not really following it because it's completely nuts, right? But at the same time, the royal family, we know it's not straightforward and it's this big weird media machine and they're all about keeping everything, you know, from the public. They're not really about sharing information, really. So I do believe the footage they had of her just coming out of the supermarket or whatever it was the other day, absolutely like a body double.
I thought it looked like her.
They're just doing it to calm things out. Yeah, but she hasn't left the house for 2 months. So all of a sudden they're like, oh, let's get her to just walk out in the wild like she just picked up some milk. It's all just set
up. Are we really surprised, though, that, as you said, an organisation that controls its image to the absolute nth degree?
Yeah.
Photoshop's images? Shock horror.
Yeah.
But even the Photoshop, it was like weird. I didn't understand the choices anyway. Like, but why were they messing with that photo? And then it was just a disaster.
PR 101 in this era is if there is a mistake, you come out, you own it.
And they
hasn't really been happening, has it?
Well, they dobbed it in on her and they, threw her under the bus. Oh, I just like mucking around on Photoshop. You're like, no, you didn't.
So what are we think's going on then? Because if it's a body double, that's not going to be the first instance in history where people have thought that. Like, people
thought Paul McCartney got replaced. There's a name of the woman who's been a body double for her in the past. And a lot of people on TikTok are referencing that woman. So she has had a body double for 12 years, apparently. It's like that's actually out in the open.
Maybe that would be a safety thing for like big events. So
well, Putin's got a few, apparently.
They don't get shot.
I just think regular people like ourselves can't comprehend these controlling machines.
Yeah.
Because they do, like the body doubles, all that stuff. It's crazy, but it's not the movies. It's actually how they live and function. And even when you watch The Crown, and I watched that because I liked learning about the history of it, and you do see what a beast it is, The Crown. And how it operates.
Yeah, right.
As fascinating, but also like terrifying to be a human in it because they all even openly admit, obviously it's a TV show based on them, but they say, I made that decision because I am the crown, not because I'm your sister. Like they're just like.
Oh, it's really Game of
Thrones. The queen had to be like, this machine and like ruining family members' lives, not letting them have their wishes lived out. Because she's the crown and like, oh my God.
What's an example
horrible.
Of one of like the decisions?
Princess Margaret. She wouldn't approve Princess Margaret marrying the guy she was in love with. I think based on his breed, his history, and there was a big age gap. There was a few reasons.
Right.
Wouldn't approve it. Didn't marry him. Was in love with him. Was an alcoholic wreck, all sorts of things, very lost
Princess
person.
Margaret became that.
Because she was also not the queen. She wasn't given a role. So she's quite lost. And then actually revisited him when she's like 70. It's heartbreaking.
She's
actually in love with him. It was really beautiful. Aww. And you know what I mean? And they had this frank conversation because that's the world they live in, which was they still kept their sister friendship that whole time, but really hard. And the Queen even said it's very hard to be in the royal family.
It kind of struck me, I think around the time one of the kids was born, I was working with a colleague who was pregnant and you just go, but why does that child have its whole life set up for it? You know, born into royalty, money, everything you need. And they're like, what makes that kid any more important than this kid?
Not to get into that movie, but Saltburn, the analysis on that movie was about the fact that the bloodline is that you can't just get involved and be a part of that family and that future and that money. He murdered everyone to get in because the only way to get into that class is
like
that because you actually have to have been bloodline. There's no other way.
So
it's all about the bloodline.
Just to be clear here, we're talking Saltburn, which is that movie where the main character drinks semen of his friend out of the bath, and then
he's worded very professionally.
Thank you. And
for
then
a change,
he eats his friend's box while she's on her period.
Yep.
His friend's sister's box. I worded that one less eloquently. That was for comedic effect. I don't think it landed. But and then he also, what was the last
thing
he did?
A map of Tassie.
And then he humps, dry humps, the grave of his friend after he poisoned him.
Yeah.
And then you brought up The Lion King, which is a children's film.
Saltburn or whatever it is, but I love The Lion King.
Oh, I didn't. I missed that. Why he goes, like,
like The Lion King. I was like, no, not
no,
quite.
No, not like The Lion King.
I don't recall Simba.
Oh, Hakuna Matata Lachlan.
Please don't finish that sentence. You ruined my childhood.
Far out.
We're out of time here.
We're done.
Let's.
We are cooked.
Let's just jump ahead and get some pressure test questions, shall we? Let's pick out the hardest.
Well, you say let's, but it's just you doing it on your own there, buddy.
I'm trying to pick the hardest because I really this one. What was the name of Beau and Luke Duke's car in the Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, that's what everyone's going to do. They're going to go.
Yeah, you said you're allowed to Google it over the weekend, right?
The General Lee. Well, this is for Thursday's pressure test.
You're going to Google it quickly then.
I just told you the answer.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
The General Lee, if you also weren't listening.
How annoying.
And here we go. What is the name of the luxury range of cars produced by the Toyota car company?
Lexus.
That's correct for Friday's
pressure test. Well, that's a dirty old Toyota underneath all that. I did not realise. Dirty old Lexus.
All righty, gang. Get in touch anytime you like. On Facebook or Instagram, we're going to get out of here because it's 11:32.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.